Oh, because it helps to hit this button, maybe.
There we go.
Here we are.
We are firing.
Gentlemen.
We got this.
Yeah. Let's go.
Ted Smith and Steve Mix. You are now entering
the MegaCast.
What's going on, Ted?
I want to give a statement to our sponsors.
Yes.
My cousin Dan.
Dan.
You can't put up the tree before Thanksgiving, dude.
Uh-oh. Did he do that?
I don't know. That was one of their topics on their, they have a Pop Boys or whatever podcast.
I
now.
Like that. We should just, our podcast should be a response to their podcast.
A critique?
Yeah. We just answer what they are talking about and give our opinion. Because I'm with you. Like, although we did break the rule this year, Ted.
You put it up before Thanksgiving?
Because we bought a new tree.
And all right.
It was like one of those ones that has lights already attached to it.
All right.
It's like one of those artificial ones. Because like in our new house, the ceiling's a little bit higher. So that 7-foot one, just it looked small.
It looked pathetic, Steve. Yeah, just
did.
Say it.
It did.
All
it
right.
Looked pathetic.
It looked pathetic.
It was embarrassing. We haven't invited anyone over to our house in 3 years because of it.
Yeah.
And so we got ourselves a good 8.5-footer. Or I think it is, or 8 feet. I don't even know. But it came with like all the lights already attached, and it'll change the different colors. And it's a nice one, right? But we wanted to make sure we liked it because it's artificial. You know, it's hard to order an artificial online because you're a little bit of afraid that like it won't look good.
All right.
So like, let's get it. Let's set it up just so we can see what it looks like. Unless we, in case we need to return it, set it up. We liked it, but then we're like, I don't really feel like taking this thing apart. It's the night before. Or it's like 2 nights before Thanksgiving.
Like, oh, yeah, if you already put it together.
Yes, and then all
that's
of a sudden,
fine.
My wife's like, well, let's go get some decorations for him. I'm like, well, I mean, do we really? And then we ended up decorating the whole freaking tree. Long story short, I don't know if you're in the market for an artificial tree, but I have a free one for you.
You know, I might be. How full is it?
It's nice. I'll send you a picture of it. It's a pretty full tree.
Your pre-lit tree, is that white lights or colored lights?
Both. You have your choice.
Thank you.
You have white, you have colored, and then you have like a pastel.
I like my... All right.
What's that?
I like trees to look gaudy.
Okay.
So I like colored lights.
So you're like Tatum.
Yeah.
Tatum always switches it to, as she calls it, the rainbow lights.
Yeah, well, Tatum's a smart kid.
I know, because Sid, not as bright, likes white lights.
Well, I didn't want to, that's why I asked. I was like, if I knew anything about Sid, she wants a white light tree.
Yep.
I mean, look,
all classy.
Yeah.
Black balls everywhere. You know, like, it's modern.
Right, I want my Christmas tree to look like that god-awful one in Christmas Story.
Right, I want it to look like you went to a garage sale and bought all the, like, some 80-year-old person's ornaments and you just throw them on the tree.
Yeah.
My wife, not so much. I feel like Tatum's more on our end. She's got her own tree upstairs, and it's pretty ridiculous.
All right.
Her tree's like, it's like maybe three, not even, it's like 2 feet tall. And we wanted to get her, like, Sid was trying to get her, like, a nicer, fuller-looking one. It looks like a Charlie Brown tree, but that was the one she wanted. I love it. And it's got like a unicorn. It's got a piece of ice cream ornament. It's got Olaf. It's got
Go for it.
It's a mishmash of ornaments. Whereas, you know, Sid's got nice ribbon. But the best part is my wife likes the white lights, but Tatum goes in there and it's like a little foot button. Like you just like hit it with your foot to change the colors. Like a little
She just tap it?
Yeah. She saw how we did it. So now she goes in there first thing when she sees the lights on and it's white, walks in there. I like rainbow. Done.
I mean, look, it's a Christmas tree. So in the end, the kid wins this argument.
You're seeing no argument for me, Ted.
Right? I'm just like, listen, when it was just you and Sid, all right, you get the white lights. You got kids involved and they want colored lights. You get colored lights.
You've seen my tree at our slumber parties.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's a nice tree.
I'm thinking about buying one of those half trees.
Oh. Well, I mean, you can only use half of our tree and it's half a tree and it's free.
It's not a bad call.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I usually go with that tinsel tree, but...
You're looking to spruce it up?
Looking to spruce
pun
it up.
Intended? Isn't that spruce tree?
Oh, you could buy a spruce tree.
Yeah.
I wouldn't.
No.
Sorry, spruce people. I'm a fir guy.
Douglas fir?
I used to think I loved Douglas firs, but I was mistaken. The Douglas fir is more of a wild tree and has some big bare areas. What I enjoy is a Douglas or a noble.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't know what our
I know, you said Douglas, didn't you?
I did say Douglas.
No, Fraser or Noble. Sorry.
What the hell is Fraser?
So Douglas fir is the one I always used to say, but I was wrong. Generally, it's Noble or Fraser's that you see in people's homes.
And those are like a fuller one? Is that what you like? Or is it like, okay.
The Douglas one has bigger, longer branches, but there's like gaps in between them. It looks more like a little bit of a wild tree, which I still like them. I just think spruces have weak-ass limbs.
No.
Seriously.
Can't hold any ornaments.
Right. Where's a noble fir? Stand hold strong.
You can put them ceramic ornaments up there. No problem.
Exactly.
I know some of we've seen some people in our like friends and family that got like the trees that kind of like the ones with lots of gaps in between each set of branches. And I don't know, man.
That's right. That's probably a Doug fir.
Yeah. I'm more of a fan of like, I like to feel like there's just all green.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So you'd really like a Fraser.
I feel like I'm a Fraser kind of guy.
Yeah. Well, remember we used to get trees. That's what I would buy.
Yeah. Those were some fun times.
I know. I was like, wait a minute. We did used to do that before we got old.
Yeah. Yeah. We said that was our tradition every year. We would go get you a Christmas tree from the drunk guys.
Right. So the last time I got a tree, a real tree, was that same lot.
Yeah.
The drunk guys are gone. It's like a family business now.
Yeah. I don't like that.
You know, you're right, but they were very nice and efficient.
Sure. He was also nice and drunk.
Man, they were hammered. Now, in their defense, we would show up on the 21st or 22nd of December.
Yes. At like 8 p.m.
Yeah.
And they're already like knee deep in their thermos of booze. And they're just like, what do you want?
And those guys aren't drinking beers.
No.
Like I picture them in there. Like it's always like a pint of like R&R or something, right?
Like Wild Turkey.
Right. They're just like, is there anyone left in this one? Sure is, Billy.
And I always get so scared because they're like, all right, let's get that tree fixed for you. And you pull out like that little mini chainsaw. And I'm like, I don't think you should be handling anything that can cut something. I don't even think you should be playing with scissors, sir.
Right. And eventually they would always be like, I got here so late.
That's right. They would shame us.
Oh, 100%. I think they were just always shocked we pulled up. Like, what in the F are these two idiots doing?
They have like two trees left and they're not even nice. You're like, yeah, take whatever you want. And they always gave you a discount, if I remember correctly.
Yeah. Because they'd be like, well, just like whatever. Like, yeah, we'll give you a deal. $40 off, 40% off. Like, just take it. Just please leave us to our booze.
Right. Don't make us do too much math. That's fantastic, man.
Oh, God, those were fun.
Great time.
I know. I think I usually had a little flask of Fireball with us.
Oh, yeah. It was definitely, we were celebrating as well.
Yeah, I used to call it Christmas cheer. Yes. I remember dating a girl. We had to go to like Fred Meyer like 2 days before Christmas. And just, you know how that is. That's just going to be a mess of a going into a Fred Meyer. Fred Meyer, if you're not from the West Coast, it's like a Target.
Yeah. Yeah.
But same thing. I'd be like,
but Target. My daughter's favorite store.
Is
she
it?
Will let you know
good
that
honor.
Every time we go out. That's my favorite store.
Every time.
Every time.
Oh, trust me, Steve, I know.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
My favorite store.
Yeah. It's my favorite store.
All right.
Can we go to Target, Daddy? Sure. Sometimes she doesn't even buy anything. Like, not that she buys anything. She has no credit. But sometimes we leave without even getting her anything. She just wants to browse the aisles and run around the store aimlessly. And it's like the best time ever.
Oh, it's funny. If you're... So, like, sometimes I'll be in Target on, like, a Saturday getting a toy for one of our friend's kids. And there's always just random kids roaming around the toy section. Like, I know the parents are somewhere around.
Yeah.
But I get it. Like, it's Target. They can't go that far.
No.
Just let them look at the toys.
No, I mean, you're going to be able to spot them at some point.
Yeah.
Oh, man, she just goes crazy there. It's like, it's my favorite store, Daddy. Is it your favorite store? I'm like, yes, it's my favorite. My wife's like, it's not really your favorite store. I'm like, it's becoming my favorite store, of course. I mean, I go there all the time.
Does it matter? It's our favorite store.
I know. I love my wife. It's like fact-checking. Like, she's just like, you're lying to your child. No, I'm not. No, my favorite store is Deja Vu. Take that. No, I'm kidding.
My favorite store is Lovers.
Yeah. Right? But it's frowned upon to bring our child there. So Target's a close second. Plus, they got cool t-shirts that are only $10.
Damn it.
Target's amazing, though.
I have no issue going. The only issue I ever have with going to Target is just if you're in a hurry.
Yes.
Like on a Saturday afternoon, it's just not going to move fast.
You can't even get a parking spot.
No.
And in South Hill, you go during a weekend, be prepared to park at the very end.
Yeah.
Like not even during the holidays, just anytime.
Yeah. All right. So the Freddy's in Ballard and the Freddy's
in
Burien are the same way.
Yeah.
It's like whatever time of day you go in there, like, yep, it's packed.
Have you had the peanut butter and jelly sandwich at Fred Meyer?
No.
Ooh. Might I recommend getting it? They boast, and they're I don't agree with them. I will say this. They call it the world's best peanut butter and jelly sandwich, I think is what it's called on the packaging.
Like, and just in, like, the and in the pre-made sandwich section?
Yes.
Huh. All right.
It's not always there. Like, I'm going to check tonight when I finish wrestling training, and I always get excited if it's there. But it's not always there. But when it's there, I get it. It's not the best peanut butter and jelly sandwich you're ever going to have. But it's a damn good peanut butter and jelly sandwich, and it's worth like a couple bucks.
Huh. All right.
Might I recommend checking that pre-made little sandwich spot?
Well, I always do, but I feel like I go for like, I don't know, like the turkey sandwich or the Southwestern roll or wrap.
Yeah.
Peanut butter and jelly. All right.
I've been meaning to try. Maybe one of our texters can let us know, but they also sell peanut butter and jelly at the Jackson's at the gas station. And it looks just so simple, but there's just something so awesome about just white bread, peanut butter and jelly. And I'm like, I wonder if this Jackson's peanut butter and jelly sandwich is any good. I haven't tried it yet.
Yeah, I'm good for every couple of weeks. I'll go down to my corner store and just get 2 Uncrustables.
It's freaking great.
I know. I was like, I love those things.
TED Talks, starring B.T.X. Smith.
Get ready now.
Get ready now.
Right. I'm glad we're talking about how crowded these stores are. Like, Christmas is going to be here before you know it, folks. Like, I sound panicked because I am.
Yes.
Get ready now. You got to get gifts. You got to get decorations.
Yes.
Just get on it.
Or if you're lucky like me, you have a birthday to plan, a wedding anniversary, and then Christmas.
Yeah. Wait a minute. We never got married.
Hey. But we are going to get together. We're going to plan our little slumber party. Ted and I are so crazy busy, we're doing it in the middle of the week, our slumber party, while we're on vacation.
Correct. Right, and I got to work that day.
You got to work that Wednesday?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's going to be that kind of party.
Right, so I'll be coming out hot.
Yeah, all right. That works, too. That's the best part. I told my wife, like, when are you going to do your slumber party with Ted? Because she's still trying to figure out if they're even going to do like their Christmas shopping excursion, which is usually what we do every year. My wife disappears, and then we just stay at my place. But if that doesn't work, then we just stay at Ted's, and we do our own slumber party.
Right.
And so they haven't even figured it out. But I'm like, yeah, we're going to do it. It's going to be on a Wednesday. She's like, a Wednesday? I'm like, well, it's just timing-wise, it's the only day that works best. And I'm like, is that cool? She's like, yeah. I don't like, it's a, you're going to probably be gone no longer than usually on a Wednesday night when you go wrestling. I'm like, yeah, pretty much. In fact, I'll probably leave my house later now.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Like, that's the last day I got to work. And then I was like, all right, yeah, me and Steve will go out afterwards.
Oh, that'll be a real celebration.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we're going balls out.
You know what?
Balls out for Christmas. Ho, ho, ho.
That's how old we got. I was about to be like, we should get a nice dinner beforehand.
Yes, we should.
Sush. Oh, that's right. You don't eat meat anymore.
Dude, there's plenty of great options at sushi places. When Ryan Castle and I went to Japanessa, they had some good vegan options.
All right.
So we could do that, or, I mean, any of them. As long as they got an avocado roll, I'm fine.
Which is funny, because I love sushi. You know me. I never go get sushi without getting at least one avocado roll.
Same. Now I get like 4.
Yeah, it's so simple.
It's right? So creamy
just,
and good.
Right? Just rice, avocado, and what's that, nori?
Yep, and soy sauce.
Yeah.
And a little wasabi. Honestly, like that's. I think I would not be vegan if it wasn't for an avocado roll. Because sushi is like the hardest thing to say goodbye to when I decided to get rid of all meat and go plant-based. And like sushi is the toughest. But knowing that I can get like an avocado roll or now there's some creative veggie rolls, so great.
I mean, Germany was nice, but there was a lot of meat. Like, I don't know if you would have liked it.
I don't think vegans would go over well in Germany.
Tell you what, though, I have a strong passion for pickled beets now, and I hate beets.
Pickled beets are very good.
But if you pickle, and they're like shredded.
Yes.
Like they showed up on a lot of different dishes, and I'm just one of those people. Like if you pickle any vegetable, like all of a sudden I like it.
It is good.
If you serve me a beet any other way, I'm like, get that dirt away from me.
Beets are the worst, especially the first time I had one. I thought they were cranberry sauce.
I know, and they look so good.
And they look delicious, so I just took a big-ass bite thinking I'm going to buy. And when you're expecting a different taste, and that's not the taste you get, sucks in the first place. But when you're expecting a certain taste and the taste you get is beets, it's even worse.
Yeah. That's why I struggle sometimes with foreign cuisines.
Mm.
Like, I've definitely been in an Indian restaurant and it's like, oh, this sauce looks awesome. Like, oh, this sauce is very spicy.
Yes. I know sometimes you see like that, the orange, like in the, I don't know if it's that the masala sauce.
All right, yeah.
But like that kind of a sauce, and you're like, that looks like it would be like, I would want to drink it. And then you have it at the wrong place where it's too spicy and you're just like, I'm burning up inside. This was a terrible idea. I should have just went with the chicken nuggets.
She's all right. Yeah, but Christmas is around the corner. So yep. I'm just saying, like, start preparing now. It's like, right, tomorrow will be December. But before you know it, like, it'll be Christmas.
Dude, it is insane how quickly Christmas is right around the corner. Like, we're finally, like, just, I think we got all of our Christmas gifts done for Tatum. Like, we just do it over the last few weeks.
All right.
But, you know, last few months, sorry. Like, we start, like, in October. Like, we're like, oh, that'll be something cool. But now it's the fun game of which stuff is good for the birthday, which stuff will be good for a Christmas gift. But, you know, at least we got stuff.
How did it go hosting Turkey Day?
It was great. It was A big hit where it was cool of her grandma. She made her usual, the candied yams, like the yams with the
marshmallows
on top.
Nice.
She did it with vegan butter.
Ooh.
And everybody was talking about how, and I think it was the vegan marshmallows, maybe just tasted better. I don't know what it was.
Big ones or tiny ones?
Little ones.
All right. That was always a big discussion in my house. My brother likes big ones. I always like the little ones.
I think the little ones are better.
I'm with you. Yeah. More coverage.
The crazy part was while we were baking it, the little ones were starting to rise.
Ooh.
And they're like getting big, and I'm like, what the hell is going on? But then we had to broil it, and it brought them back down.
All right.
You know, you got to get that little bit of a brown on top.
Yeah.
Although my wife's not her, but her cousin's family did the same. Like, they had yams at their, or, you know, the marshmallows. They put the broiler on and walked away from it.
Oh, they catch on fire.
Yes.
My mom's done it multiple times.
That's exactly what happened.
Yeah. She bought it, and you were like,
yeah, ruined the whole thing.
They're like, you scrape off a little bird part. They're still good.
No,
underneath.
I think it was pretty bad. They ruined the whole thing.
I was like, I saw my mom do it once, and then I was like, I was talking to my mom and sister last week, and I was like, Melissa, my sister, I was like, you weren't there. She was like, oh no, she's done it multiple times. I'm like, all right, new rule: keep an eye on the damn yams.
Yeah, once you put it on broil, I'm staring at the oven because that's going to happen quick.
Yeah,
once that, because that gets hot fast.
It does.
Yeah, yeah. So I was like, I am not. That's like the one thing I'm most excited about. But yeah, we had like this like field roast called, let's say, a loaf.
All right,
came with gravy. It was fine. Mashed potatoes,
nice.
Vegan butter. Everything worked out great, man. How about you?
Yeah, went over with James and Stacy. I've been going over their place for a while.
Yeah,
he cooked an awesome bird. He smoked it on the Traeger.
Ooh.
And then he did a prime rib. That was pretty good. I only ate a small part of that. But, like, I made all the stuffing. Tell you what, man, I like that I'm the stuffing guy. That stuffing's a pain in the ass. Every year I forget how much of a pain in the butt it is to make.
But I've helped you before, yes.
Yeah, but once it's done, it's awesome.
It is really good.
Yeah. So I made stuffing, a sausage dip, a spinach dip, and I steamed 3 pounds of shrimp.
God dang.
Yeah, I was busy Thanksgiving morning.
Yeah.
Got over there, everybody ate food and stuff, and then some people left and started drinking tequila.
Watching football, drinking tequila.
Yeah, that's what we do.
That's how we do it. Yeah, man, it was a good Thanksgiving.
Yeah, it was a nice break. As I say, Thanksgiving was cool, and then met up with some friends to watch that USA England game, and yeah, it was a good
weekend.
Drank
more tequila because of the game.
I definitely had a mimosa.
Yes, I can only imagine.
Yeah, I was like, we got to knock off the hair of the dog,
and let's go.
I mean, let's be honest. We got to talk about World Cup and Kraken hockey.
Yes, we have to.
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport, the thrill of victory, and the agony of defeat. This is
the Ted Smith's
Wide World of Sports.
Brought to you by
Smith Family Popcorn. Good people, great popcorn.
And Christmas trees. Yeah, we don't need to talk about the Seahawks, right?
Yeah, I would also say if you want to get some Smith Family Popcorn, you should put in those orders now.
Oh, yeah. It makes for a great Christmas gift.
It does. They have bags, they have tins, whatever. Also, if you're in the market anytime this weekend or the next weekend's coming up, make sure you go down to Cobb's. Their popcorn is awesome as well.
Oh, how about that? Showing love to both popcorn companies.
Right.
Did you have a talking with the cop pull you aside at the soccer game on Monday and said, hey, I'm hearing you're giving a lot of love to your family's popcorn place, but let's not forget regional. Yeah. Let's think local, not global.
Let's say to my podcast, he just said, hey, listen, I've seen a lot of pictures of Ted Smith family popcorn gear. I'm like, you guys got to give me some gear.
Yeah. I don't see you sponsoring our show for free.
We don't have to talk about the Seahawks. Look, that was a bad loss.
Yes.
That's a game you got to win. I think, I don't know, I was wrong at the beginning of the season, but also that's kind of the Seahawks I thought we'd see this year.
Okay.
You know what I mean? That's why I didn't think they'd win. Like,
they're still going 12-5. They're going 6-0 for the rest of the season.
Yeah, I'm worried we might not win another game.
What are you talking about? We're going to beat the Rams.
We never beat the Rams.
I know, but they don't have anyone playing right now.
That is very true.
We have to beat the Rams.
We
need to beat the Rams.
I'm with you.
Please beat the Rams. I mean, Stafford's not playing.
Aaron Donald's out.
Yeah.
I mean, they gave up on the season.
Cooper's out.
Yeah.
This is the time to do it.
I will say, though, the Seahawks are still fun to watch. The game's a bit, that game was exciting. It was just heartbreaking. Like, can somebody stop the run? Let's see. So I want to talk a lot of hockey. But first of all, USA.
Yes.
Into the round of 16 knockout stage. Pure and simple. You got the Netherlands 7 a.m. Saturday morning. You win, you go to the quarterfinals. You lose, you go home.
Oh, we don't want that.
No. So, I mean, I
Netherlands,
do.
Are they good?
They are.
Okay. Oh, boy.
They're like eighth in the world.
Oh, man. You said that with too much confidence.
Yeah. Now, is there a chance we could beat them? Sure. But we're going to have to play a very good, sound game, and it's going to be the complete opposite. Whereas I don't know why I can never pronounce it correctly. Iran did not want to. They didn't want. They don't just worry, wanted
I'd say Iran. Still,
stop it, Steve.
I know.
I'm trying to be better about it. So they wanted a draw, so they gave us possession the whole game, right till the end when they needed that goal back. This will be the opposite on Saturday morning. The Dutch will control the ball for a majority of the match.
Oh boy,
we've got to defend and then look for some counters.
Okay.
So that'll be the main difference here.
Pick our spots.
Yeah, yeah, because they run kind of a traditional European kind of plotting, control the ball, take smart chances where they get them.
Did you see the picture? There's a random dude. It was being spread. I don't know the backstory. I was just maybe you do. Like, there's a picture on like social media of a guy. It looked like he was in a hospital bed. He's like, "Let's go, boys," or something like that. Was it maybe a player?
Yeah, it's Christian Pulisic. He scored the goal.
And then what happened to him?
So as he scored the goal, he ran into the keeper. And they're calling it a pelvic bruise. Basically, he took a nut shot.
Oh!
Yeah. So
oh, no!
I'm sure he's got a little bruise there. So he came back. This was in the first half. He came back on. And then at halftime, they were like, he's kind of hurting. So then, right. So they took him to the hospital just to check. So that's the picture, is him watching the end of the game. Just like, let's go.
Wow.
And then by the time they get back to the hotel, he's already there. But yeah, that was like he's. So he plays for Chelsea. He's our best striker.
Okay.
He, you know, he's been in Europe for a while. I mean, he's arguably one of the best Americans ever.
Damn.
Right. So that's what that photo is.
Is he going to wear a cup next game?
No.
Oh, he's a man.
I don't think anybody wears a cup in soccer.
Yeah, I have no idea. It's like hockey. Some guys, I think only the goalies do, although everyone should.
It's kind of like baseball, too. I think a lot of people should, but generally it's just the catcher that's going to wear one.
Yeah, it's just not comfortable to walk around with a cup. Yeah. Or run around, especially if you're a soccer player.
Yeah, so I think that's the big difference.
Hey, poor guy. Now, okay, because I saw everyone sharing that picture. I'm like, I didn't know any. I knew it was a player. Clearly, he was injured, but I didn't know how bad it was. And I was like, oh, see, Ted, he'll tell me what's up.
Yeah, so he was the guy that scored the goal. They took him to the hospital to check him out.
That's crazy. Right. We're nuts.
Right.
Yo. <Hey-o. laughs>
All right, now let's get into some hockey.
Yes.
Number one, the Kraken have been on fire.
Six in a row, baby.
Yeah. I mean, it's ridiculous.
What are you going to do tomorrow? They're playing your old team, the Washington Capitals, Alexander Ovechkin.
What do you do when they play the Devils?
I root for the Kraken. You're still torn. I'm not here to judge. I had to before the Kraken ever started. You remember we talked about
this. We did.
Before they even played one game, I had to make it mentally known to myself that I am a Kraken fan first, and I will root for the Devils when they don't play the Kraken.
All right, so that's kind of what I've been doing. You're right. That's what I should do.
Yeah.
I was offered a ticket, though. I said no.
My wife and I, we went to the one, the Devils Kraken. It was weird to cheer when someone scored against the Devils and not cheer. I kind of did like, oh, that was a good goal, when the Devils scored.
Yeah.
Yes, I understand.
Right, because they haven't played much, right? Because they're in different conferences. Barely. Or divisions. Whatever. Conferences.
This is the first time this year that... did the Capitals even come here last year?
I don't know.
I don't think every team did.
Well, and remember, there were still games getting canceled in like December. Exactly. And January. Yeah. That's why we missed our game.
I feel like this is the first time Ovechkin's coming to Seattle.
All right, I will say this. If you have tickets, go see. Ovechkin is unreal.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, he's setting all the new records. Like,
he's like under 100 goals away from breaking Gretzky's, I think.
Yeah, I think there's a... Who's second on the list? Gordie Howe?
I think I can't.
So I think he's going to catch him. That seems reasonable.
But I think he's breaking Gretzky's record.
Yeah, I mean, he's gotten older. He looks older, just all the gray hair. I mean,
he still parties like he's 20.
Yeah, I don't see Ovechkin stopping for a while. But that's funny you bring that up, because somebody offered me a ticket. I was like, no, I mean, I am doing something tomorrow night. But I was like, that's a tough one.
I was torn on going just so I could say I saw Ovechkin play live. Because I don't think I ever have. But yeah, dude, I thought of you. I was like, ooh, that's a tough one. I mean, the Kraken are a team.
I mean, do I be one of those fans that shows up in a Kraken jersey, and then when the Caps score, I take it off and I'm wearing a Cap shirt?
I was going to wear the Devil's hat with the Kraken jersey when I went, but then once I was getting there, I was like, I'm just going full Kraken.
Yeah, okay, so like that Seahawks game in Germany, right? That's what's funny. So many Germans just love Tom Brady. Like, I got a picture with a woman. She's in a Tampa Bay sweatshirt and a Pat's hat.
That's funny.
Right? Like, she doesn't know. She just loves Tom Brady.
Tom Brady's her guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, Kraken, six in a row. And what
six in a row.
What a way to win your franchise record, which is still funny because they're two seasons in. They're going to be constantly making franchise records. But their franchise record, six-game winning streak.
That's a good call. I didn't even think about that. I was just like, where to go, boys? You're right. It's only the second season. Of course, it's a franchise record.
But it's still good.
All right, so last night I'm taping the podcast, right? Okay. It was a little bit of a loose one, but everyone, so what I, like, you've seen my setup. I got my little computer there, yep. My table, and I'm like, so but my, I can see my TV in the corner, and I have the volume on low, but I keep looking over, and Cobb's like, what are you looking at? And I'm like, this Kings Kraken game is wild. Like, the Kings scored, seemed like, within the first minute or two.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I didn't see any of the first period, but in the second period, they just keep lighting it up.
Yep.
Like, it's 3-3, and it's 4-3, 4-4, 5-4, 5-5.
Yep.
Yeah,
6-6, and then it was 6-6, I think, before we were halfway done with the game. 3-3 after the first period. It was then 8-6 going into the third period.
Right, it's 8-6 going into the third period.
That's insane.
Which is wild.
Yes.
I mean, look, I rarely tweet about hockey. I was tweeting about it. There was a bunch of you on my timeline who don't tweet about hockey.
I had friends that are from other cities and other states, and are like, what is going on with your team?
It was, I mean, right. So it made me feel better. At first, I was like, this is the craziest game I've ever seen. And then as like the night went on and everybody kept talking about how crazy it was, I was like, all right. Like the Spit and Chicklet guys were tweeting about it. I was like, all right, I'm not losing my mind. But the highlight had to be the second intermission on Root Sports.
Root Sports. Now, do we just play it and let people try and figure out what their ears hear?
Well, we'll explain what they're hearing, right?
Yeah. So they're in the second intermission. Ross Fletcher, who's used to do mostly soccer stuff, but has now become a hockey guy.
Right. He was our play-by-play guy for the Sounders.
Awesome dude.
And yeah, love that guy.
Allison Lucan, who came from Columbus, I believe, and is like the analyst and really knows stats, can crunch numbers about hockey, and is brilliant. Like, she is so damn good. Like, we're lucky to have her.
And Ross is good, but Ross comes from a soccer background.
Right.
So she seems to me to be like the hockey, like when they're together, she's like the authority.
He's learning hockey, but is really good at learning and learning quick. She knows hockey. Like, I don't know if anyone knows hockey as good as Allison Lucan. And we are, I mean, like I said, we're lucky to have her.
Right. It's like me and you talk at soccer and hockey.
Right.
Right. At some point, it's like, all right, if it comes to hockey, Steve's the hockey guy. Like, I know enough.
Right, right. Exactly.
When it comes to soccer, you know enough, but like, I'll be the soccer guy.
So it's 8-6. They're just blown away by this game. So, of course, Ross is like, Allison, what do you think about this game? And then this happens.
Ross Fletcher, Allison Lucan.
Obviously. Obviously. I don't know.
What's going on here?
There's no structure. This is shitty hockey. I don't know.
So everybody that I know that knows that I know hockey is texting me, sending me video clips of this. Like, did she just say it's crappy hockey but use the S word on TV?
Right. Like, my buddy Jay hit me off. Like, Twitter's going nuts.
Yes. And it was so funny because, and if you don't know, she said shinny, which is a term in hockey. It's like pond hockey. It's a style of hockey. It's like doing drop in hockey. Like, hey, you want to play some shinny? Like, it used to be mainly because on ice, and I guess it was based off of like a Scotland thing called shinty, and then it became shinny, and because like they used to have a sport that was kind of like field hockey, but on ice, it was a little bit different than hockey. Long story short, everybody refers to like pond hockey or pickup hockey as shinny in the hockey world. So it's a way of, it's like beer. It's like beer league hockey. I
mean, right.
Even less defense than beer league hockey. It's like when I do my drop-in skates in the middle of the day, I expect that I'm going to give up 10 goals in maybe 20 minutes. Like, it's nonstop.
It's just.
So that's what she meant, but it didn't sound that way.
It didn't.
No.
Like, everybody was going nuts. Also, I get for hockey people, and we'll get to this, like, it doesn't look pretty, but I was like, this is the best game I've ever watched.
It's so much fun. Even
right?
as a hockey nerd. It made me feel like I was watching hockey from like the 80s again. Like, people just scoring like crazy.
Right.
Again, so here's this part.
This is shitty hockey. I don't know.
The best part now is Ross Fletcher does not know that term. And it's obvious by the look on his face. Because he looks like, did my co-host just get fired?
Yeah.
For cursing on Root Sports. And he tries to cover her ass. And kind of like, in a way, it's like, Ross, act like she didn't say it. No, he decides to apologize for her.
Enjoy it, I guess. Sure.
Wow. Apologies for that. This this is crazy.
And I think she thinks he's saying apologies for such a crazy game. But he's apologizing because he thought she just said the S word.
Right. And to his credit, he covers it pretty cool.
Wow.
Right. So I'm sure you have it in there. So then, like, they do whatever. It goes to break. Twitter blows up.
Yes.
Everybody I know is like, she just said the S word.
Allison is a legend. Does the L, because it says Allison L is her username or another.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, does the L stand for legend? Because she's legendary. Like, I can't believe she cursed. It's all over Facebook, Twitter. I don't have that audio of her covering it up that I couldn't find online, but I wish I did, because she did eventually go back on TV and be like, I didn't say poopy. I said shinny.
Right. So at this point, right, I'm sitting there, I'm doing laundry. It was freezing yesterday, so full disclosure, I'm eating a bowl of soup. And they come back from break, and I look up, and they address it right away.
Yes.
And she's like, hey, listen, we can say whatever. She's like, I'm not cursing. It's a term. Shinny.
Yeah.
Shinny hockey. And Ross is like, shinny? She's like, shinny. So then I'm sure, like everybody else, yeah, I had to Google it. Uh-huh. I'm like, oh, it's a real term.
Yes.
But at this point, the car has left the garage. Yes. It is speeding down the road. People refuse to believe it. Everybody's like, I heard what I heard. Like, all right, stop.
I saw somebody on Facebook say, they were all commenting on it, and then the person goes, oh, now she's trying to make up a word to try and cover her ass. I'm like, no, she's not. Like, this is legit a term. Like, she's not trying to cover her. And then when you listen to it, knowing the word shinny, you don't hear it poopy. You right. hear shinny.
And I guess, was it JT or somebody else on that broadcast used it last year?
Yeah.
And the same thing happened. Everybody was like, dude, I can't believe he just dropped the S word. But I have to say, right, like, again, that is a hockey term I have never heard of in my life.
Yes. I was like, yesterday, a bunch of new hockey fans learned a pretty deep cut of a term.
Right. And that's the thing. That game was so crazy and wild. I know if you're a hockey purist, that's ugly. But, like, I've never had more text about a regular season, early season cracking game. It's only 2 years. But yeah, like I felt like everybody I knew was watching it.
I love after the game, Andre Burakovsky, who might, like, what a great pickup. This dude's on fire for the Kraken.
Oh, we should also mention, if nobody watched it, it ties 8-8.
It ties
8-8. And it goes into freaking overtime.
Like, why do you hate me
and
my sleep schedule?
With 2 minutes left in the game, there's a scuffle in front of the Kings bench. The clock stops.
Yes.
But the refs never blow the whistle. Everybody kind of stops, and then they just kind of start back up again. Yeah. And I was like, what in the F is going on in this game?
It's like they agreed beforehand to be like, let's have the most beer league game ever, so that people who have never been to a beer league game, a men's league game, or an adult league game can now experience what it's like, but we're doing it on a pro level. It was no defense.
I was waiting.
Sloppy.
Right. I'm waiting at some point for Q to slide off, like hop off the bench and just punch somebody.
My old teammate Q, right?
Yeah.
It was that kind of a game, man.
It was.
And to make it even funnier. So, like, yeah, I think everybody and their sister's having a blast watching this game, unless you're a Kings fan, how it ended. But you're right. Goes into overtime. Burakovsky scores his second goal of the game. The game winner wins the game. They end up winning 9-8. 17 goals are scored in this game, which is bonkers.
Franchise record?
Right, franchise record. He gets interviewed after the game by Piper Shaw, and you're like, game-winning goal, two goals, team beats LA, who's like a good team. You're getting closer to the Vegas Golden Knights for the number one spot in the conference.
Yeah, like, not just the division.
Right,
the conference.
You're the second best team in the conference, and you're only a couple of points, like 3 or 4 points away from the Vegas Golden Knights. Like, you should be pretty fired up, even though it was a sloppy game. And this just added to, I think, the humor of it all. Here's Piper Shaw talking to Burakovsky.
Andre, a 17-goal game. How would you describe playing in a game like this?
Kind of awful, to be honest.
He says it's awful.
I know. Like, what are they, like, right? I rarely watch the post-game coverage. I was like, and then when he's just like, yeah, it was awful.
Yeah, we suck. Game. Yeah. And then she asked him this question.
We move on.
Where does this game rank in terms of crazy games in your career?
Probably one.
Number one.
Right.
Probably.
Right, he just seems like he wants to get off that ice, get out of his pads, and go home.
Right, I'm like, how did you just win a game? You outlast this team, and you're in a bad mood. It's so hockey.
By the way, she has a great name for a sports reporter,
Piper Shaw.
Yeah, like if you told me she's gonna take a shift, I'd be like, put Piper in.
Yeah, she's gonna F you up.
Right.
I want to get her on our podcast at some point because she is awesome.
Oh, nice.
She crushes it. I think I told you about it. She's a singer songwriter as well.
Oh yeah.
We played her music.
Oh yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. She's incredible. Like, I think her music's great. Like, if you're into pop punk being fronted by Taylor Swift, man,
That's the person for you. And I'm saying that as a compliment because, you know,
I guess it could be a good, you know, pop artist name, but I'm just like, that sounds like maybe just because I'm used to seeing her in hockey. I'm like, that's just a good sports name.
2 minutes for roughing, Piper Shaw. Two minutes for roughing.
Right? I mean, if you told me she batted cleanup in softball, I'd believe you. But that Piper Shaw, that's an athlete.
She would be the one that gets unsportsmanlike conduct.
Right? Gets thrown out of the game.
Like, who got it? Piper, of course.
Piper, we've talked about this.
Come on, Shawzy. What are you doing? Shawzy? That's like I have a buddy, Lloyd Shaw, who played for the T-Birds.
All right.
He actually got drafted by, I think, Anaheim. He played pickup shinny hockey with us from time to time. And his name's Shawzy. I'm like, only in hockey do you have a nickname that is longer than your actual last name. Last name is Shaw.
It's such a sports thing, too. I love it. So I was watching the Apple Cup with, like, Taryn and Brad and the kids and everything. But their neighbor, Dwayne, he only calls Taryn Daly.
Daly.
Right. He's like, God damn it, Daly. I don't want to hear you singing that fight song. And I'm like, I love that you just call her Daly. Because I'm with you. When you grow up with sports families and stuff, it's always last. I was always Smitty or whatever.
Yep. Migsy.
Migsy. Yeah.
Migsy and Smitty.
Migsy and Smitty.
And Shawzy. Oh, no. Too late. She's out in the box again for unsportsmanlike conduct.
Migsy and Smitty. I mean, that just sounds like.
Why did I say Schmitty?
I don't know. Smitty. What happens this week on Migsy and Smitty?
It's the Migsy and Smitty Show. All right, we got to get out of here. You got a job.
I know. We're having too much fun today.
We are. We always do. Yeah. Hey, thanks for listening. I don't know what's happening next week.
We'll be here.
We're here.
Yes.
The countdown to the slumber party.
Countdown to the slumber party. Oh. Also, go USA.
Go
Shock
USA.
Shock the world. Beat the Netherlands. I'm going to get hammered drunk at 7 a.m.
Go Kraken.
They got a game Saturday night. Somebody invited me to that one. I said, you don't want to hang out with me Saturday night. I will be in that show. And probably asleep on my couch.
Who are they playing? Florida? I can't remember.
I know they got the Caps tomorrow night.
I don't know who's on
Saturday.
Yeah, I don't know. Hopefully they beat them. Seahawks on Sunday. They're winning, Ted.
All right. You know what, Steve? I'll back you up this time.
Yeah. That's right. Go Geno Smith.
My cousin.
That's right. Unlike Russell, who no one wants to go to his birthday party.
I'm leaving that one alone.
Follow us on Twitter at the Megacast.
Peace.
I think more people are coming to my daughter's party than his.
Oh, damn.